everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continuing coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery 2020. And in this powerful clip, we have NCUA Chairman Rodney Hood talking about the dialogue on racism. And he says the time is now for this to be happening. And he actually says that it is happening now in Washington, D.C. He then shares a very powerful story on his personal experiences with law enforcement that continue to this day. So check it out.
I think that with George Floyd's murder coupled with the death of Congressman Lewis, I think these conversations are being held in Washington. And again, I think there is more commonality around uniting around these issues than I've ever seen it. I think this is the perfect time. I know you were saying, when is it time? I think it's time now. In fact, I agree with Shakespeare when he said, it's better to be 3 hours too early than a minute too late. And I think now society is finally caught up to a lot of the dialogue that we're having today. I mean, you were going back to the previous segment when we were talking about your friend Cedric or your colleague. I, Dan Berger, had that same talk. It was father who sat me down when I was 15 to talk about how do you put your hands on the steering wheel if you're stopped by a policeman, how you're to make sure you make eye contact. And if you're reaching into the glove box to get the registration and insurance information, you let them know. You choreograph everything you're going to be doing. Similarly, mother would always come out with me before I would get in the car in high school to make sure the lights were working and all that. Just again, knowing what happens if any of us could be stopped by a police officer, because you all, I could have been George Floyd, any number of CEOs or executives that you see. And there are many folks who ask me today, but Rodney, you're a chairman. So that means you don't get stopped. Now, you all, I get stopped twice a year for driving, for doing nothing wrong. I'm not a speed demon or anything of that sort. I get stopped because the rationale is that if you stop someone who look like me, there's bound to be something that I've done wrong in the past. In fact, many times when I'm stopped, and again, I've already been stopped once this year, so at least I think that's probably four more months before I'll get stopped again. And the comment that's raised is, my goodness, you have no warrants out for your arrest. You've had no convictions and things like that. They said your record is so clean. You don't even have parking citations. So again, the mindset is if we stop and let's see what's there. So that's the reality. That's not changing. But the thing is now what has changed, we are now able to have this discussion publicly. Typically, conversations like this would have been held with family and friends. But now it's a part not just of the national discourse, but the global discourse.
So thank you so much, Chairman Hood, for telling us that story. So, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Discovery 2020 here on CU Broadcast.